Blog Talk Radio.
They said we could
stay in the
cells at Long Island.
Absolutely.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
Live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to In the Country with Dave Woods. This is the place for up-close and personal interviews, as well as great country music from our featured guests. So sit back and relax. Today's show starts right now.
Marley Scott's musical path began at 8 years old when she signed up for flute lessons, but spotted a pink electric guitar in the classroom and knew she had to play it. From there, guitar and vocal lessons led her to eventually perform on local stages and get comfortable with entertaining. Fast forward, she moved from Alberta to Nashville in 2007 and has recently released her self-titled CD, which she co-wrote and co-produced. It features the chart topper Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow and the current single, 5 o'clock Dance. It's my pleasure to welcome Marley Scott to the show. Hey there, Marley.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I am fantastic.
That's awesome. Now, are we talking to you from Nashville right now?
Yes, I am in Nashville. I'm at my condo here in Nashville, taking it easy today. So.
Wow, that's great. And what's the weather been like? I hear it's a little cool these days there.
You know what? I got back from my holidays up, and I spent my holidays up in Canada, and I got back on Sunday, and it was actually quite warm. I think
Oh, nice.
I missed the brunt of the bad weather down here. So it's been like in the 50s and early 60s, which is, great. It's beautiful.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Marley, I first heard Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow, probably maybe a month ago or so, on the local country station. Just love it. It is a terrific song.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Now, let's head back in time, and then we're going to play that song and
sure.
Another one as well. But the pink electric guitar at 8 years old, can you remember that feeling?
Yeah, you know, I went over to who was supposed to be my flute teacher's house, and she was showing me all these things, the flute, and I didn't really want to take flute, but my mother had wanted me to, and so, you know, I went along with it, deep down in my soul, I wanted to play guitar, and I'd actually told my mother that before that, and
right.
She said, well, let's try flute, and so we went over to this lady's house, and in her corner, sitting in the stand, was this neon pink, like it was this bright pink guitar, and I looked at it, and I said, I want to play that, and she just happened to say, well, I can teach you that, too, so I did end up taking guitar lessons instead of flute lessons.
That's pretty cool, and that obviously affects one's career because a flute player doesn't have the same appeal as a guitar player.
Yeah, I have a feeling I wouldn't have stayed in flute anyways, but you never
Definitely.
Know. I mean, it's hard to say. Maybe I would have really loved it. You never know, right?
There you go. Now from there you went on to a local group called the Mermaids, and was this your sisters and friends?
It was, yeah. I had my sister and a couple friends, and the members would change over the years because we started the group when I lived in Prince Edward Island when I was very young, and we just basically was kind of like a dance group. We'd do like dances to a whole bunch of songs and stuff like that, like New Kids on the Block and stuff. And then, when I moved to Alberta. We got kind of a new member, and so there was three of us, and we actually did record like a little tape and stuff like that, just on my little handheld recorder,
and
wrote songs. And it's funny because I'll listen to it every once in a while now, and I'm like, wow, that's kind of good for being, you know, however old I was. I was probably 8 or 9 when we did that. So, it was cool, and it really kind of got me hooked. We love doing that. We took it very seriously, so.
That's neat to know how far the musical roots go back. And I found it interesting, too, reading about how sort of your introduction to country music through your mom's car radio. It was a country station that could come in clearly, the only one. And so you really got to love country music going back and forth in the car with your mom.
Definitely, yeah. She had a little Honda Civic, and
right.
The only station that it would pick up. I mean, maybe she was just telling me this so she could listen to it. But the only station it would pick up was the local country station, and so
right.
I remember listening to Charlie Major and Trisha Yearwood and the Mavericks, and it really did like kind of stay with me, you know. And as I got older, she got a new car, I kind of discovered the pop station for a while, and then when I got my driver's license, I actually went back to listening to country music. So it was kind of strange how the car had something to do with, you know, driving, and being in the car
yeah.
had something to do with country music to me. So
that's pretty cool. Yeah, I know when I'm in the car, I put on the country station, and,
mm-hmm.
and the two sort of go hand in hand. And
yeah.
reading, it was interesting when you had your own car and you heard Alabama mountain music, and that rung sort of true for me because I grew up, through the 80s, Alabama was my favorite group
yeah.
and favorite country group, and so
yeah.
that's kind of cool.
Yeah, they you know, Alabama's great. They have such great music, and they're so talented.
Yeah.
And you know, they're classic. They're a classic country band, and I think everybody knows who Alabama is. And
yep.
You know, that was the song. I was in my little Sunfire. I just turned 16. Was driving my little Sunfire, 2-door Sunfire, and mountain music came on. Me and my friend were in the car, and there was nothing else on, so we switched it over to the country station, and that's what was on. And we were just dancing and singing along in the car, and thought that was great. And that I basically left it on that channel for the rest of my life so far.
Yeah,
so.
That's right. And that's just about 7 years ago, because we're at 23 right now?
I just turned 24, yeah.
Just turned 24. Amazing to have accomplished all you have.
Awesome.
Now, who are some of your other influences, Marley, in the country field that have influenced your career?
Well, you know, I think, I definitely look up to people like Keith Urban. I've seen him live in concert, and he's just fantastic. He's so passionate in his guitar playing, and it just makes you want to really work harder and be able to do that kind of thing. As far as Canadians go, I love Carolyn Dawn Johnson. I think she's a fantastic
yeah.
writer, and really look up to her as far as that. And, I mean, her records are some of my favorites. And then it's like, anybody. I mean, if I see someone live, it inspires me, you know. So if it's anybody live, I'm pretty much like, wow, I really want to do that. You know, like I saw Brad Paisley in concert last year and just saw that it was great and said, you know, I really want to be up there. And so I think, you know, if I've seen you live, I'm probably pretty much inspired by you. So that's kind of how I go by it.
Yeah, that's really cool. I mean, it's a whole different experience seeing music
yeah.
live than hearing a recording. So you do get more into it.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I love seeing live shows and you know, as being an artist, it is very inspiring because you want to be up there. You know, it's kind of like bittersweet because, you know, you want to be up on stage, but you're
right.
mad because you want to be there now and,
yeah.
you know, but you know you're working towards it. So it's kind of, it's mixed emotions when you're kind of watching it because it is very much, you know, it drives me. It's definitely a driving factor for me.
Oh, that's great. And I was reading, it looks like Steve Fox, a great Canadian singer and producer and songwriter, of course, was sort of one of the first ones to discover you at a house party and you were singing and he kind of took a liking to the music?
Yeah, Steve's a great friend, and he, God, this was probably five years ago or so. I was singing at a house concert and of some friends of ours, and opening for him actually, and you know he was listening and he thought my music was good and had potential and invited me down to Nashville, and so that was December, and that February I went down to Nashville and did a week of writing with him and wrote with another good friend of mine, Tim Taylor. And,
cool.
Yeah. So
Tim actually emailed Tim emailed me the other day. He listens to this show and he loves when I have the Canadians on.
Oh, really?
So,
yeah. Tim's great.
Yeah.
He's great.
Yeah.
He's a very good friend of mine. I'm actually going to see him next week. So.
Oh, good stuff.
So yeah. So it's did that and recorded a record with Steve that following June and so that was kind of my big push into the Nashville scene and you know the country music scene as far as being an artist in it.
And you made the big move there, which, I mean, I guess some people are hesitant to do, but it's a big step in the career, of course, and you've done that and settled in there now. Was it a bit nervous of a decision at first to do that?
No, when I moved down here, it was 2 years ago in September, so I've been here just over 2 years, and I'd been making a lot of trips down prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was probably coming down every couple of months for a week or two, and so I knew enough people. A lot of people kind of just took me under their wing and helped me out. Another great Canadian, Gilles Godard, who's a great writer, and
yeah.
he took me under his wing and helped me out and introduced me to more people. Tim Taylor, Steve Fox, I mean all those guys. And my manager is actually Canadian, Jerry Leskey. He had major success with Emerson Drive. So
yeah.
So there's everybody kind of knows everybody down here. It's a very small town, and so I did get to know a lot of people, and so I never really felt like I was completely alone in the process of moving down here, and And you know, it was a big step in a way, but because I had been making trips and stuff, it wasn't as scary because I did know my way around and
sure.
I did know people. So, but definitely, I mean, I always miss my family back home and my friends back home, and
yeah.
And it's always nice to get back there and see them, and I very much enjoy that as well.
Awesome. Well, let's get to one of the songs, and I just want to let our listeners know they can head over to marleyscott.com.
Definitely.
Great website. There's videos there, and, of course, your music and all kinds of information.
Mm-hmm.
But the CD that's out now, it's a self-titled CD
yes.
That you co-produced as well. So we'll get back and talk more specifically about the CD, Marley, but I'll play Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So before I do that, could you maybe tell us the writers on it and a bit about the song?
Yeah, Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow. It's a song I wrote with my co-producer Rick Giles, and basically, you know, I'd actually saw the idea on the TV show Sex and the City. A character named Miranda had said that she would love Sean Connery Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow, and I just wrote it down on my phone. I said, wow, that's a great idea, and so I brought it in one day to a writing session, and Rick said, oh yeah, that's great, and so that song kind of came out, and I mean, I love how it turned out, and I'm so happy with how it did it. That radio and
yeah.
the support I got. I mean, it's been my definitely best charting single so far and has had a great response. So I'm really thrilled with it. And it's one of my favorite songs personally as well. So
awesome. Yeah, it's a great song. Loved it the first time I heard it.
Thank
we'll
you.
Share it now with our listeners. Marley, this is Marley Scott, Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow here on In the Country.
If I could change my past, would I go back? Oh yes, I would for you. Oh yes, I would. I'd have us meet up years ago. More time for me to love you so.
That is Marley Scott, our guest on the line from Nashville with her song Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow. That one did great on the radio, and that is from her self-titled CD. So great song, Marley. Now, you were involved in producing the CD. You co-produced it. How was that like?
You know, it was a really cool experience. You know, Rick has become a very good friend of mine, and Rick Giles, who I co-produced the record with, and he's so talented. You know, he's written big hits like Reba McEntire's "Their Life Out There" and "Praying for Daylight," Rascal Flatts,
wow.
And so it was just an honor to be able to work with him. And we just had a really great working relationship, and you know, he was very open to taking my ideas and using
mm-hmm.
them, and you know, same with me. I mean, we just worked together on it, and it was a cool, very cool experience to be able to do that and say, wow, like I really did have a part in this.
And it must be it's an interesting role of the producer, as I've learned on this show, taking the songs and, of course, shaping them to what they finally become. Were there any of the songs that kind of got a lot better for you once you heard them sort of from the basic demo to the finished product?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I'd probably say a lot of them. I mean, you know, Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow is probably one of them for sure. I mean, when we wrote that, it was just kind of, you know, a plain old song that we wrote and didn't really have any spark to it. And after we produced it up, I mean, I was thrilled how it turned out. And so that was really special. And, you know, 5 o'clock Dance, we did a lot of different things too. You know, the original, it was funny because after we recorded it, you know, it had fiddle on it and sounded actually completely
right.
different from what it sounds like now. We've got guitars in there and hand claps. And so, you know, they all, I think, in a way, shape themselves and turn into something different than totally what you had at the beginning.
Yeah, yeah, that must be quite amazing at the end to see. Now, as far as the songwriting process for it, I guess 10 songs ended up on the CD.
Mm-hmm.
Did you write a whole bunch more to get it down to that, or what was that process like selecting the songs?
We had a few more songs other than the 10 for sure, and we basically recorded several of them, and after doing the basic kind of, you know, they call it tracking day with the band and doing
right.
a vocal with that, we just kind of narrowed it down, I think, after that to kind of what we liked and what we thought was going to work and fit in and basically our favorites. So, yeah, I mean, I'm really happy with what we chose and what we got out of it. So it's exciting. I mean, it's neat. It's such a cool process. It's one of my favorite things to do is be in the studio and see a song develop into something. It's like your baby, right? It's like your baby growing up. You know, this cool thing. So it's definitely one of my favorite parts of this business is being able to do that and see that grow like that.
That's pretty cool. Now, down in Nashville, I guess, as well, you mentioned a bunch of Canadians that you've run into already. I guess there's a whole community of them down there that have made the move.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's tons of us down here. It's funny because I always laugh. You know, when I do a show, like I'm playing here on Tuesday night and at a place here, and I send out a little email to all my friends here to come out and hopefully watch me. And it's funny because I'd say probably 80% of them are Canadian. And it's not like you don't really. It's not even on purpose. It just happens, right? It's like we all flock together. We're attracted to one another. So, you know, Patricia Conroy's down here, and Emerson Drive's down here, and. You know, all these people, you know, Michelle Wright and Beverly Mahood and all these artists and writers like Tim Taylor and Steve Fox and Jill Goddard. So, you know, it's just everybody, I think it's like we have a community, right? We have that commonality of being Canadian and,
you talk about Tim Hortons.
Yeah. You know, we do, though. It's like, oh, you know, I got my Tim's while I was up in Canada and stuff like that. So it's that everybody – it's something that we can share that, you know, obviously people that are from the States don't have, right? But,
that's right.
You know, so I think that's what it is. But definitely, I mean, everybody down here in Nashville, I mean, is so friendly and so great. So, you know, Canadian, not Canadian, I mean, we all get along fantastic.
Good group of people. That's great. Now, do you have any plans? I'm not sure if I saw on your website there was a video for Yesterday and Today and Tomorrow. I wasn't sure if that was released or if you got plans to do a video for any of your songs.
Yeah, I'm currently working on some new music right now. So hopefully we're going to do a video for the new single off of a new project.
Oh, okay.
That will probably be out, I'm hoping, in the spring. So
yep.
Do that for sure. And, yeah, that Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow video, actually, I just made that myself one day. I was thinking, oh, this song should have a video. So
wow.
I sat down and took some old footage. I thought it would just really fit well. And I sent it to my mom, and she cried. She was like, oh, it reminds me of my youth and when you guys were kids and all that. So it was it turned out really great, and I'm really happy with it. So
yeah, it's pretty cool with the of you on the ice and I guess doing some other stuff.
Yeah, it's. I just thought, you know, why not show people that? You know, it was a part of me that people hadn't really seen before. You know, me.
Sure.
You know, your fans don't know you when you're 8 years old. So, it was neat to kind of put that in there, and then, you know, put it in with some recent stuff with me on the Emerson Drive tour and doing some radio stops and things like that. So,
yeah.
It turned out really great, and people seem to really like it. So that's great.
Oh, very cool. And I guess things are great with, as you mentioned, Jerry before, and Big Ride Management. Jerry, of course, the group that he was managed, Farmer's Daughter, years ago, was. I got to see them actually in concert, and they're terrific. I love their music.
Yeah, Farmer's Daughter's fantastic. They're all awesome. I love all three of them. And same thing. What Shauna Ray actually from Farmer's Daughter lives down here, and Jake is down here quite a bit as well.
Oh,
so
nice.
It's nice to see them, and yeah, they're fantastic, and I've learned a lot from them, so it's cool.
Oh, good stuff. Well, let's turn now back to the CD, Marley, and the new single that's out now called 5 O'Clock Dance. Do you want to tell us a bit about this song? It's a great song.
5 O'Clock Dance is actually the only song on this record that I didn't write. Rick wrote it, my co-producer, and he had written it and said, you know, let's do this one, and we'll record it and see what happens. And it just turned out that everybody in my management liked it, and I liked it, and he liked it. And so it kind of, that's how it ended up on the project. And we just thought it was a fun song, you know. I mean, it's about just basically, you know, saying bye-bye to your boss, you know, and leaving early, or, you know, having a good time with your friends and not being so wrapped up in work all the time. And I mean, of course, it's important to have a job, especially in this economy. So, you know, but
come
it just,
5 o'clock, that's celebration
come 5
time.
O'clock,
yeah.
That's exactly, it's time,
yeah.
time to celebrate and time to have a good time. So that's exactly what the song says. And you know, I think everybody can relate to it. It's, you know, most people have, if it's not 9 to 5, it's, you know, 5 to 9 at night, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You never know. So it's, I mean, me being an artist, I have crazy hours of working as well. So everybody can relate to it. And everybody has a 5 o'clock, you know, at some point in time.
Definitely, exactly. I think we can all relate to this. So we'll share this now. This is Marley Scott from her self-titled CD. This is 5 O'Clock Dance on In the Country.
Now it's
That's Marley Scott from her self-titled CD, and the song is called 5 O'Clock Dance. It's her current single at radio, so be sure to request it at your local station. You can also head to iTunes to purchase the CD, and you can find out more about Marley at marleyscott.com. So, Marley, if you had a chance to, and maybe for your next project you are, record a duet with any artist out there, say from the country field, do you have somebody in mind you'd want to do that with?
Oh, from a country field.
Yeah.
Well, as I said, I'm a huge Keith Urban fan. So Keith Urban definitely would be up there on I think I'd probably say Keith Urban. You could play guitar on it and sing, I mean that would be fantastic.
That'd be the ultimate, wouldn't it?
So I think Keith Urban would probably be my answer to that.
Cool. And so with the co-writing process, you obviously first started writing songs on your own when you were beginning. With the co-writing, was that a natural thing you fell into, or was there any adjustment to get to the point where you were comfortable enough?
Well, you know, when I was a kid, I was writing songs, like when I was in my little band called The Mermaids. You know, I was basically writing the songs for that, and of course they were very juvenile songs and whatnot. But
sure.
So I was writing for stuff like that. And as I get older, every once in a while I'd write something by myself or whatever. And so, you know, when I came down and to write with Steve and to write with Tim for that first time, co-writing, you know, it was a little scary at first, but they're both such great guys, and they're both, you know, really understanding about that. And I think we came out with some good stuff. And I mean, it's just been developing and growing ever since. You know, I'll look back on songs that I wrote, you know, by myself or with someone else 5 years ago and say, oh, well, I can do way better now, you know. So it just, you know, it's like anything, right? You just get better with time and practice you just develop your craft more and make it better. So it definitely was a little scary at first, but I think now it's kind of exciting, you know, to get together with someone and write and see what you're going to come up with. So it's
a pretty cool
fun
thing to go into the room with. You've got some ideas, say, to begin with, but by the time you're done, you've got that song, you know, wow, this is something.
Yeah, you know, and it's even more fun when you go in and you don't necessarily, you know, like you might go in and you might think, oh, geez, I'm not going to get anything today, and then you do come out with something, and that's really exciting because, you know, it's you're always worried that you aren't going to come out with anything good, and so when you do come out with a song that you're really proud of and that you're excited to start playing and show to people and play for people, it's that's a really cool feeling.
Do you have anything you do in the session, say, when you mentioned you might go in there and you're not sure if that's going to be the day you're going to write something? Is there something sort of to spark your creativity or get things really rolling?
Well, I think, you know, the most of the time you just start talking, right? I mean, like as I said, you know, for example, again, Tim Taylor, him and I are good friends. We'll just start talking about life and what's been going on with us, and we might come up with a really good idea. He might say, oh, you just said something there that sounds like it'd be a really cool song, or same with me, I might say that to him, or you know, we might bounce ideas off each other, or we might say, well, let's go out for lunch and then see what happens from there, you know. I think it just depends, you know. If it's someone that you don't know very well, I think you just kind of try to get to know that person and start talking and maybe bouncing a few things off each other or playing music that you like. So I think it just depends who you're with, you know, and what the situation is as to how you can kind of get into that.
Sure. That sounds great. Now, I wanted to, I've got a few minutes left. I wanted to fit in about your horse riding, Marley. You've been doing this for quite a while, and you're a stage 3 rider. Can you tell us what that is?
That must have been a bit of a typo.
Okay.
I do 3-day eventing, actually, it's called. So it's basically kind of it's scary to some people. You're basically, you know, riding cross country and jumping over fixed things and logs and crazy stuff and jumping in and out of water and over water and doing all these crazy things and stadium jumping, which is like what you see on TV with the horse jumping, and then dressage, which is like kind of horse dancing almost. So I've been doing that for years now, and I had to quit competing and riding as much when I kind of decided that I was going to be serious about the business, about the music business. And a couple years ago when I moved down here, you know, I basically had to say, well, okay, I can't really ride anymore. So when I go back up to Canada to visit, my mom ended up keeping my horse, and she kind of semi-retired her and uses her as a fun horse every once in a while. And so
Oh, isn't that nice? So it worked out well.
Yeah, so it worked out well, and I just go up and take my horse out and do what I want to do when I go up there. So it still worked out well. I do still get my riding fix in every once in a while when I go back up to Canada. So it's still okay. I'll survive.
Well, that's very fitting. Country music and a cowgirl and the horses.
Yeah.
And all
oh
that,
yeah. It's very it's fun. It's very fitting, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Marley, I want to thank you. It's been a great pleasure talking with you and hearing your music. I enjoyed yesterday, today, and tomorrow. The first time I heard it on the radio, I kind of turned it up and thought that's a refreshing sound. So
thank you so much again
for coming on.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. So thank you so much, Dave.
Awesome. Appreciate it and look forward to speaking with you in the future.
My guest
today has been country artist Marley Scott, and a thank you as well to Tricia for helping set this up from Big Ride. I'm Dave Woods. Thanks for tuning in. That'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone, the best in music too. Spend some time in the country, we've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.